Building a Savings Ledger. From Estimates to Verified Financial Results. Every FinOps team has a spreadsheet of recommendations. Almost none of them have a verified record of what actually saved money. Here's how to build one. Ask a FinOps team how much they've saved this year, and you'll usually get one of two answers: an estimate they're not entirely confident in, or an uncomfortable silence. The problem isn't that savings aren't happening, it's that there's no systematic way to connect a recommendation to an action to a measured financial outcome. Without that connection, every number is a projection. And finance teams, the people who actually care about whether cloud cost savings reach the bottom line, have no way to verify the claims being made. A savings ledger fixes this, not a spreadsheet. A ledger, a structured record of every savings opportunity, every decision made about it, and the actual financial result. What a savings ledger actually tracks. The core insight is that a savings opportunity has a life cycle, and every stage of that life cycle is trackable. Identified, a finding exists. It has a source, utilization data, anomaly detection, billing analysis, an estimated value, and an associated resource or service. It's not yet owned by anyone. Reviewed. Someone has looked at the finding, assessed its accuracy and feasibility, and decided whether to pursue it. This stage is where most findings disappear. They get acknowledged and then drift. Approved. A decision maker has authorized the action. For larger savings opportunities, this might require finance sign-off. For smaller ones, the engineering team can approve directly. The approval creates accountability. Implemented. The action has been taken. The resource has been right-sized. The idle environment has been shut down. The commitment has been purchased. Implementation is not the same as verification. Verified, spend has actually decreased by the expected amount. This is the only stage that matters to finance. The ledger tracks all five stages with timestamps, owners, and the supporting evidence at each step. Why estimates are not enough. When a FinOps tool tells you that right-sizing a set of EC2 instances will save $8,400 per month, that number is a model output. It's based on historical utilization data, pricing assumptions, and a set of conditions that may or may not reflect your actual workload. Three things can cause the realized savings to differ from the estimate. The baseline changes. If the workload grew between when the finding was generated and when the action was taken, the comparison period is contaminated. The action was partial. The team right-sized some instances, but not all. Or they right-sized the instances, but forgot the associated RDS cluster. Partial implementation produces partial results. The finding was wrong. The utilization data was collected during an atypical period, or the pricing model didn't account for a reserved capacity commitment that was already in place. None of these are edge cases. They're common. And they're why we implemented the recommendations is not the same as we saved X. Verification requires comparing actual spend before and after the action, controlling for baseline changes, and documenting the delta. It's more work than generating an estimate. It's also the only number finance can use. The accountability gap. Between approved and implemented lies the graveyard of most cloud cost savings initiatives. An approval is a commitment with no mechanism. Someone agreed that an action should happen, but the action requires an engineering team to prioritize it, schedule it, test it, and deploy it. If the engineering team has competing priorities, which they always do, the savings action gets pushed. FinOps teams often respond to this by sending more reports, more reminders, more escalations. This works occasionally and creates friction consistently. A better model is to treat savings actions like any other work. They need owners, deadlines, and visibility into their status. Not in a FinOps dashboard, in whatever system the engineering team already uses for work tracking, Jira, Linear, GitHub issues, etc. The savings ledger doesn't replace that workflow. It provides the financial framing that makes the work visible at the level where budget decisions get made. Building the ledger in practice. The mechanics are less important than the discipline. A savings ledger can be a spreadsheet, a database, or a purpose-built tool. What matters is that it captures the finding, what the opportunity is, what evidence supports it, what the estimate is. The owner, who is accountable for the action, a named person, not a team. The current stage, where in the life cycle the opportunity currently sits, the timeline, when it was identified, reviewed, approved, and implemented the verification, the actual spend delta measured against a clean baseline with a timestamp. That last item is the hardest to maintain and the most important. Without it, you have a task tracker. With it, you have a financial record. What finance needs from cloud cost savings, CFOs and VPs of finance aren't skeptical of FinOps because they don't trust the teams. They're skeptical because the numbers they receive are estimates presented as results. We saved 2-3M last year. Based on a sum of recommendation estimates is not a financial result. It's a projection of what would have happened if all the recommended actions had been taken at the estimated savings rates with the original baselines intact. Finance teams operate in a world where numbers are auditable. Revenue is recognized when it's earned. Expenses are recorded when they're incurred. Savings should be recognized when they're realized, not when they're recommended, and not when they're implemented. A savings ledger that tracks the full life cycle and captures verified results gives finance the audit trail they need. It turns cloud cost management from an engineering function into a financial one. The closed loop difference. The phrase closed loop gets used a lot in FinOps circles. What it actually means is simple. A recommendation that can't be verified isn't a recommendation. It's a suggestion. Closing the loop requires a finding with supporting evidence, a named owner who has accepted accountability, a decision, approve, defer, dismiss, with a reason, a confirmation that the action was taken, a measurement of the actual financial result. Every step is trackable. Every step creates an audit trail. And the final step, the verified financial result, is the only number that belongs in a board presentation. Teams that operate this way don't just save money. They can prove they saved money. That's a different business outcome, and it's the one that gets FinOps taken seriously at the executive level. Cost Defender is built around this life cycle. Every recommendation comes with evidence, every action has an owner, and every result is verified against actual spend data, not estimates.